For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. As many of you are aware, we now offer a reward to any police captain or above, any assistant district attorney or above, any judge, any agent of the DEA, CIA, or the Justice Department who is willing to come on our show and explain the need for eternal drug war. $750 is available to them personally or the charity of their choice. They're certainly willing to take your money to fund this drug war. Let's see if they'll take mine. But until they dare, I allow Winston Francis to present the official government truth.
On Tuesday, April 26, 2005, Florida State Trooper Sergeant George A. Brown radios in the tag number of a vehicle as he prepares for a routine traffic stop. But something happens. The driver, 31-year-old Gregory Platt, slams on his brakes suddenly and deliberately. The officer swerves to miss Mr. Platt's car, crashes his own patrol car, and dies. Mr. Platt was arrested the next day after leading the police on a dangerous high-speed chase. The obvious question here is, what caused Gregory Platt to behave in this manner? Well, on May 8, 2005, in an interview with the Citrus County Chronicle, Mr. Platt explains, quote, "It's the drugs. It's all the drugs." Unquote. You see, Mr. Platt had been using cocaine. What do you think? An excuse? A cop-out? Not according to the government. According to the ONDCP and WhiteHouseDrugPolicy.gov, cocaine causes irritability, restlessness, anxiety, paranoia, and leads to erratic and violent behavior. In fact, according to the National Drug Intelligence Center's National Drug Threat Assessment of 2003, cocaine, because of its high rate of overdose and its relation to violence, is the primary drug threat in the U.S. How big of a threat? Well, the Arrestee Drug Abuse Monitoring Program, or ADAM, collects data on arrestees testing positive for cocaine. In 2002, the Atlanta-based ADAM site reported 49.4% of male arrestees tested positive for cocaine, and the Indianapolis site reported 55.2% of female arrestees tested positive. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that allowing dangerous drugs such as cocaine to be readily available to the public is in the best interest of America. But use your eyes, your common sense, and check out the facts for yourself at WhiteHouseDrugPolicy.gov. I'm Winston Francis. This has been the official government truth.
Fight or flight, what will you do? What will you do? The violence of prohibition is so unnecessary. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.